यूनिट 17 नॉन कोऑपरेशन मूवमेंट पेज 1 स्ट्रक्चर 17.0 ऑब्जेक्टिव्स 17.1 इंट्रोडक्शन 17.2 इवेंट्स लीडिंग टू द नॉन कोऑपरेशन मूवमेंट 17.3 गांधीजी बिकेम अ नॉन कोऑपरेटर 17.4 गांधीजीज मैनिफेस्टो मार्च 1920 17.5 non-cooperation resolution September 1920 17.6 non-cooperation movement at work 17.6.1 boycott of Prince of Wales 17th November 1921 17.6.2 efforts for peaceful settlements 17.7 suspension of the movement 17.8 impact of non-cooperation movement 17.9 let us sum up 17.10 check your progress 17.11 books for further reading page 2 17.0 objectives in this unit you will discuss some important aspects of Indian national movement and how it was gradually developing into a mass movement under Mahatma Gandhi after reading the unit you should be able to Number 1. Understand the significance of the emergence of Mahatma Gandhi in the Indian political scene. Number 2. Know about the characteristics of non-cooperation, Khilafat and civil disobedience movements. Number 3. Learn that how Gandhi became a non-cooperator from cooperator. Number 4. Know the suspension of the movement after the Chauri Chaura incident. Number 5. Understand the non-cooperation movement. Collapse with the conviction of Gandhi. 17.1 Introduction. Non-cooperation movement was inaugurated in India by Mahatma Gandhi in 1919-20 as a means for compelling the British India government to grant such constitutional reforms as were demanded by the Indian National Congress, which then aimed only at dominion status. On account of dissatisfaction caused among the Indian Muslims by the practical dissolution of the Turkish Empire in Europe brought about by the First World War, the non-cooperation movement got the support not only of the Indian Hindus but also of the Indian Muslims. It aimed at bringing down the government by withdrawing all cooperation from it. The response was at first immense. Hundreds and thousands refused to have to do anything with government, resigned its offices, withdrew from its courts, abstained from attending the schools and colleges and boycotted the election held under the Government of India Act 1919. Mahatma Gandhi wanted the movement to be non-violent, but such a countrywide movement against the government inevitably led to occasional acts of violence, which the government tried to suppress by the application of force and by enforcing the punitive provisions of the law. Thousands were therefore thrown into prison and this in itself caused a difficult problem for the government. The non-cooperation movement, which was in full vigour till 1924, collapsed as the Indian Muslims gradually drifted from it and internal dissension broke out amongst the congressmen themselves. Some of them, led by Pandit Motilal Nehru and Mr. C.R. Das, formed the Swarajist Party, which wanted to contest the elections, enter the central and provincial legislatures as created by the Government of India Act 1919, and the fight the government from within with a view to either mending or ending them. But the non-cooperation movement had not been in vain. The mass imprisonment of thousands of leaders from all ranks of society, completely removed from the popular mind of the sense of terror and ignoring that has been so long associated with imprisonment and fear complex that had so long held down the millions of Indians under British rule vanished. This was no mean achievement for a popular movement. Page 3 17.2 Events leading to the non-cooperation movement. The years 1917 and 1918 had seen as increased agitation in India. Tilak and Besant were vigorously carrying out their home rule campaigns. The Montfort reforms had failed to satisfy the aspirations of Indians, who condemned the reforms as unsatisfactory. In the meantime, the First World War ended in 1918 and the British authorities were once again free to direct their attention towards the repression of the nationalists. In 1919, the government passed a new set of coercive measures, known as the Rowland Act, from the name of the president of the committee on whose report they were based. These sought to perpetuate the extraordinary repressive powers conferred on the government during the war. They did away with ordinary legal procedures and authorized imprisonment without trial. Mahatma Gandhi had so far believed in the justice and fair play of the British government and had given his full cooperation to the government during the First World War. However, the tragedy of the Jallianwala Bagh, the marital law in the Punjab and the finding of the Hunter Committee destroyed his faith in the good sense of the Englishman. He felt that the old methods must be given up. After the withdrawal of the Liberals from Congress, the extremists were in complete charge of Congress and it was possible for the Congress to adopt a revolutionary program. The terms of the Treaty of Sevres, which was entered into between Turkey and the Allies, were very severe and were resented by the Muslims of India. The Muslims of India had tried to persuade the British government to show leniency to Turkey, but they had got a flat refusal from the British government. There was great resentment against the British in the country. The Muslims had started a Khilafat movement and Mahatma Gandhi had identified himself with them in that movement. Under the circumstances, Mahatma Gandhi was sure that if the Congress started the non-cooperation movement, there was every possibility of the Muslims joining hands with the Congress. Such a golden opportunity was not to be missed. It was under these circumstances that Mahatma Gandhi thought of starting the non-cooperation movement. 17.3 Gandhiji became a non-cooperator. By conspiracy of circumstances, Gandhi, the cooperator with the British, had become a non-cooperator. There were several reasons for this saving in his stand. For one thing, the British government, instead of regarding Indians with political concessions for their help to it during the First World War, punished them with the Rowland Act. Secondly, the Jallianwala Bagh massacre and the marital law measures caused the distrust and disillusionment in the mind of Gandhi. Page 4. Thirdly, the report of the Hunter Committee, which inquired into the Amritsar carnage, added fuel to fire. More so, the debates in both the houses of English Parliament, which betrayed unsympathetic attitude of the British towards the inhuman treatment of innocent Indians. Fourthly, the British policy towards the Turkish Sultan and the post-war dismemberment of the Turkish Empire caused concern in Gandhi. Fifthly, Gandhi's conviction in the supremacy of soul force and the power of passive resistance as a supreme remedy to remove injustice led him to resort on non-violent non-cooperation movement. 17.4 Gandhiji's Manifesto, March 1920. As early as March 1918, Gandhiji saw in the bruised feelings of the Indian Muslims a way to gain Muslim adherence to the drive for self-government, which he called Swaraj. It was with this conviction Gandhi supported the Khilafat agitation. The Muslims in turn supported the Rowland Satyagraha. Gandhi issued a manifesto on March 10, 1920, outlining the course of action to be pursued by the Khilafat conference. It was in this manifesto that Gandhi had indicated his plans of non-cooperation for the first time. The manifesto contained the first elaborate statement of Gandhi's doctrine and program of non-violent non-cooperation. It may be noted that this philosophy and program of passive resistance were first unfolded before the Khilafat conference and not in Congress convention. Anyway, Gandhi considered non-cooperation the only remedy and announced that he would lead a movement of non-cooperation in the terms of peace with Turkey did not satisfy the sentiments of the Muslim in India. In the opinion of the government, Gandhi stood like a rock of salvation before the injured national pride of many of his countrymen. His behest had the influence of semi-divine commands. Gandhi published a manifesto outlining the program of the non-cooperation movement. This included boycott of foreign goods and use of Swadeshi goods, boycott of government posts, law, courts, schools and colleges, boycott of honorary offices and titles bestowed by the government, boycott of local bodies, provincial legislatures and the Montfort reforms, non-payment of taxes to the British government, establishment of national education institutions, furtherance of communal harmony and the removal of untouchability. The program was first adopted, though not without opposition. In the special session of the Congress held in Kolkata in September 1920 and was reaffirmed almost unanimously at the annual session held at Nagpur in December 1920. Page 5, 17.5, Non-Cooperation Resolution, September 1920. Following Gandhi's manifesto, the Non-Cooperation Committee, appointed by the Khilafat Conference, also issued a manifesto on June 2, 1920. It outlined the program of action for August 1, the day fixed for the inauguration of the non-cooperation movement. The scheme of non-cooperation was formally inaugurated on August 1, 1920. Since the issue was big enough, a special Congress session was held on the 4th to the 9th of September in Calcutta. Lala Lajpat Rai presided over the session. It was attended by a large number of Muslim delegates. Never has so many Muslims attended a Congress. In the subjects committee, Gandhi won a narrow victory made possible by the last-minute defection of Motilal Nehru and his supporters. There was a lot of opposition, particularly from C.R. Das, B.C. Pal, Annie Besant, Jinnah and Malviya. However, the resolution was carried by a majority of 1855 against 873. The resolution ratified by the annual session of the Congress held at Nagpur, December 1920. The Nagpur Congress session was momentous because, number one, it made non-cooperation the accepted program for the struggle for Swaraj. It made Gandhi the acknowledged of the new movement for political liberation. And number three, it changed the constitution of the Congress, clarified its creed and made it a mass movement. The Congress is further of opinion that there is no course left open for people of India but to approve of and adopt the policy of progressive, non-violent, non-cooperation until the said wrongs are righted and Swaraj is established. After the Calcutta session, Mahatma Gandhi went on a tour of the whole country with a view to creating enthusiasm among the people. When the regular session of the Congress was held in December 1920 at Nagpur, the non-cooperation resolution was passed by an overwhelming majority. Even those who had opposed the resolution 3 months earlier supported the same, and among those were C.R. Das, Lala Lajpat Rai and Motilal Nehru. The program of the non-cooperation was clearly stated in the non-cooperation resolution. It involved the surrender of titles and honorary offices, resignation from nominated posts in local bodies. The non-cooperators were to refuse to attend government levels, darbars and other official and semi-official functions held by the government officials or in their honor. 17.6. Non-cooperation movement at work. Immediately after the Nagpur session, Gandhiji and Ali brothers made an extensive tour of the country in order to popularize the movement. The movement, they received enthusiastic response from the people. Several prominent lawyers such as Motilal Nehru, C.R. Das, Jayakar, Rajendra Prasad, Vallabhbhai Patel gave up their lucrative practice at the bar and plunged into the movement. Page 6. Similarly, distinguished Muslims like Maulana Azad, Dr. Ansari and others joined the struggle. Thousands of students boycotted government schools and colleges. National schools and colleges and the universities were started in different parts of the country. National colleges at Calcutta, National Muslim University at Aligarh, Gujarat Vidya Peeth, Kasi Vidya Peeth, Maratha Vidya Peeth are only few examples. The teachers and students of the Anglo-Arabic College at Delhi actively supported the campaign, and in UP, Bombay, now Mumbai, and in Punjab also the students were in forefront. The No Vote campaign against the election under the Reform Act of 1919 held in November 1920 was a remarkable success, and reportedly 80% of the voters refrained from voting. From a number of places, the ballot boxes were sent empty. In January 1921, Seth Jaman Lal Bajaj gave up his title of Rai Bahadur and donated 1 lakh rupees for the maintenance of non-cooperating lawyers. In February, the visit of the Duke of Connaught, uncle of King George, came to India to inaugurate the reformed councils and to assuage the Indian feelings were successfully boycotted. On March 31, 1921, the Congress Working Committee met at Bayswada, passed resolutions to collect 1 crore rupees for the Tilak Memorial Swaraj Fund and to introduce 20 lakh charakas, spinning wheels, into the Indian households. Boycott of foreign clothes was openly preached and the use of Swadeshi goods was propagated. It also approved the picketing of liquor shops. 17.6.1 Boycott of Prince of Wales, 17 November 1921. Most spectacular success attended the movement for boycotting the Prince of Wales. In mid-November 1921, the Prince of Wales came on an official visit to India with a view to rousing the traditional feelings of loyalty to the British. But the feeling of the general public was that the visit was deliberately planned as a counterpoise to the non-cooperation movement with a view to conciliating a large number of people and rallying them to the support of the government. The Congress gave a call to the people to boycott the royal visitor. On the day November 11, 1922, Prince landed in Bombay. There were clashes and rioting took place and hundreds of people lost their lives and many were wounded as a result of police firing. Block flag demonstrations and hartals greeted the prince wherever he went, and the hartals were successful everywhere and passed off quietly except at Bombay. The government of Lord Roding was filled with rage over the treatment the Congress gave to the Prince of Wales. Thousands of volunteers in UP, Bombay, Bengal, Punjab and in other places were arrested and were put in prison. Enrollments of volunteers were declared illegal under Criminal Law Amendment Act. Page 7. Even the leaders were not spared. By the end of 1921, C.R. Das, his wife and son, Motilal Nehru, Jawaharlal Nehru, Lajpat Roy, Maulana Azad were arrested and put in prison. 17.6.2 Efforts for Peaceful Settlement. Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya, who had kept away from the 1921 movement, sought to bring about a rapprochement between the government and the Congress and urged the Viceroy, who was then in Calcutta, to release the civil disobedience prisoners. The Prince of Wales planned to celebrate the Christmas in India and Reading was anxious to avoid all untoward happening during the celebrations. He expressed his willingness to concede to Malviya's suggestion and to summon a roundtable conference of the representatives of the government and the Congress in order to arrive at a settlement. But Gandhiji demanded not only the release of all prisoners who had been arrested under Criminal Law Amendment Act, but also the release of Ali Brothers and Dr. Kichlu and others who had been convicted for having participated in the All India Khilafat Conference held at Karachi in July 1921. The Viceroy turned down these demands and the negotiations broke down. The program of boycott of Prince of Wales' visit was resumed. The city of Calcutta observed complete hartal on Christmas Day. 17.7 Suspension of the movement. The year 1921 was a memorable landmark in the history of India's struggle for freedom. The Congress, in its annual session of Ahmedabad, December 1921, not only expressed its determination to continue the program of non-cooperation with greater vigor, but also took steps to organize individual and mass civil disobedience programs. Mahatma Gandhi was appointed the sole executive authority to lead the national movement. The popular enthusiasm rose to favor heat, and there was an eager expectation of a mass movement on a big scale. Gandhi, however, decided to confine it at first to Bardoli, a small district in Gujarat, and to sanction a no-tax campaign in Guntur in Andhra. But before he could actually make some headway, misfortune struck the movement. This was the outbreak of mob violence at Chauri Chaura near Gorakhpur in UP on 5th February 1922. While a Congress procession was being carried out, a mob pushed some 22 policemen into a police station and set it on fire. All of them perished in the flames. Gandhi was deeply grieved by this occurrence and he immediately suspended the movement. He realized that the country was not yet ready for non-violent movement along the lines he envisaged, and he feared the outbreak of other such violence incident. Although Gandhi's decision was received with feelings of dismay all over the country, Congress Working Committee endorsed it on 12th February 1922. In consequence, some activities of national movement had to be suspended for several years. Page 8. The non-cooperation program of Mahatma Gandhi did not make much headway, had to be called off within 2 years. He later himself admitted that it had been a Himalayan blunder on his part to have launched the movement without adequate groundwork and proper training of the masses. Besides, the movement apparently failed to achieve its objective of securing the redress of grievances committed by the British against the Indians. In fact, the spirit of frustration caused by the suspension of the mass movement adversely affected the relation between Hindus and Muslims. There was no longer any program to bring them together, and designing persons were not lacking to sow discord between the two communities. A series of communal riots broke out in 1923 and with occasional intervals continued to be almost regular feature of the Indian political life. The suspension of the movement came as a surprise to people. Many, including some leaders of the Congress, did not like it. Lala Lajpat Rai, Motilal Nehru and Subhash Chandra Bose protested against suspension of the movement. The action of Mahatma Gandhi in suspending the movement was severely criticized for many quarters. They took Gandhi to task for this action in February 1922. The government arrested Gandhi, charged him with sowing disaffection against the government, and imprisoned him for 6 years. By the time the Khilafat issue also lost its relevance, the Turkish people under the leadership of Mustafa Kemal Pasha rose in revolt against the Sultan and captured power. Khilafat was abolished in 1924 and Turkey was declared a secular republic. 17.8 Impact of Non-Cooperation Movement. The non-cooperation movement brought out some positive success. The people experienced a tremendous national awakening. They started feeling complete distrust in the British government. For their own selves, they revived tremendous self-confidence and self-esteem. The fear of government, the imprisonment vanished from their minds. For the first time, the Indian government was turned into a mass movement. The national sentiments permeated the remotest corners of the land through this movement. It also turned the Congress into a genuine revolutionary organization. Discussing the importance of the movement, Copland remarked out Gandhi. He had done what Tilak had failed to do. He had converted the national movement into a revolutionary movement. He had taught it to pursue the goal of India's freedom, not by constitutional pressure on the government but by force, though it was meant to be non-violent. And he had not only made the national movement revolutionary, he had also made it popular. After this movement, certainly the Congress no more remained a deliberative assembly but an organization for action. And there were the two solid contributions of Mahatma Gandhi to India's struggle for freedom. Besides, the most outstanding feature of non-cooperation movement was the willingness and ability of the people in general to endure hardships and punishment at the hands of the government. Page 9. The movement thus inspired the people of further sacrifices for the cause of national independence. During the course of the movement, certain peasants and labor movements also took place, which strengthened the national movement in their own way. After the withdrawal of the non-cooperation movement, leaders like C.R. Das and Motilal Nehru formed the Swarajist Party. The Swarajists believed that they will fight the British in legislatures. The Swarajist Party fought elections, gained considerable victories, and successfully obstructed work in many provincial legislatures. In November 1927, the British declared the formation of Simon Commission to look into the constitutional aspects. This commission had exclusive Englishmen as members. The Indians regarded it as a great insult. The commission was boycotted when it landed in India. All over the country there were demonstrations with the slogan "Simon, go back." The scenes of non-cooperation days reappeared. The demonstrators were dealt with bullets and beaten by the government. Lala Lajpat Rai succumbed to injuries which he received in the police lathi charge at Lahore. 17.9. Let's sum up. The Congress resolution on non-cooperation passed by the Calcutta Special Congress and ratified at the Nagpur Congress session was the virtual endorsement of Gandhi's manifesto of 10th March 1920. It consisted of two parts, one negative and the other positive. This negative part comprised of boycott of councils, courts, colleges, police and armed forces and no tax campaign. The positive part consisted of adoption of Swadeshi encouragement of hand spinning and weaving, removal of untouchability and the promotion of Hindus-Muslim unity. The non-cooperation movement collapsed and its significance cannot be minimized. 17.10. Check your progress. 1. Answer the following in 6 lines each. 1. Rowland Act. 2. Gandhiji's Manifesto. 3. Non-cooperation resolution. 4. Boycott of Prince of Wales. Page 10. 2. Answer the following in 15 lines each. 1. What do you know of the Khilafat and the non-cooperation movement? 2. Discuss the circumstances that led to the non-cooperation movement and point out its result. 3. What were the far-reaching consequences of non-cooperation movement? 17.11. Books for further reading. 1. Tara Chand, History of Freedom Movement in India. 2. D.C. Gupta, Indian National Movement. 3. B.M. Tonk, Non-Cooperation Movement in Indian Politics. S. Mir Samuelah.